Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And the Saints have to punt it away. And this Bears defense has blanketed Dennis Allen's former team on the offensive end. They have a total of 4 yards.
It is very impressive. And it doesn't matter what they're trying to do. This Chicago Bears defense has just stoned them. At every time. The only positive things that have happened are penalties committed by the Bears right now for the Saints offense.
He knocked the ball loose. Dexter recovers it. How big was that for you early in the game?
It was huge. The turnovers are contagious. Once we get one, we like to piggyback with another one.
4th-and-1 stop, too. How much pride do you take in something like that?
I take a lot of pride. If teams want to take that risk and go on 4th down, then we're all for it and getting off the field.
Get you angry when they come at you like that? You take that personally?
Yeah, I do take it pretty personal. They want to run to my side and try me. So you got to have your big draws on.
That's Montez. He's very quietly put together a pretty solid year.
That's interesting. I don't feel like it's been a solid year. I feel like he came on and played. And showed up against Washington, for sure. And then I felt like he was very much a presence and a factor yesterday in a lot of ways. And that D-line deserves plenty of credit. T.J. Edwards gave it to him this morning with Mully and Haw talking about the run game. And he said, honestly, if you're watching those guys up front, they're winning a lot of battles. And Big Bill is making his presence felt. Like, as this defense has been better the last couple weeks, I've been thinking a lot about the secondary. I've been thinking a lot about the backers. I haven't thought a lot about the defensive line, but maybe I need to.
Maybe you need to start thinking about them and thinking about everything that goes on in this defense, which we will get back to talking to in just a minute. We were shocked by this today. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney's Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th.
That's hot.
Yeah, it is. You should be caller 6 to 312-540-0670 the next time you hear this.
So Kimball finds out about all of this, and of course he's furious. And he bursts in the ballroom and he goes, "You switched the samples!" And Dr. Nichols is like, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Dr. Richard Kimball. What accent did that guy have, by the way? He goes, "You switched the samples!"
Yeah, he's stealing Grody's bit.
So when you hear that later, make sure you call and you should win tickets for what is going to be a historic event.
First time a comic has ever played Wrigley Field.
Can't pick a better person to do it than John Mulaney. So I'm excited we've got these tickets to give away. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
So the defense, so the Dennis Allen, shall we talk about the scheme that man came up with, the strategic advantage that Ben Johnson has talked about with him before.
Strategery.
And the effective excellence of the defense outside of like 2 drives, the wraparound drives of the halftime.
Here's what I love about it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Everyone wants their defensive coordinator to be Brian Flores, and or what they imagine Brian Flores to be. Oh, we're going to go zero blitz all night, and we're going to do this and that, and da-da-da-da. And sure, if you have a coordinator that is maybe not as comfortable with the pieces that he has on defense, that can be an effective way to make up for those type of losses. Watching Dennis Allen kind of get guys back and figuring out in real time, instead of just working off of last year's film, of things that they can do is really exciting. We're both big Kyler Gordon fans.
He's got him back now.
And now that he's got him back, this is stuff that Bears fans knew already. This is, oh, they got a guy that's really special, that he's the smallest guy on the field, but he kind of plays like a linebacker a lot. And in some of the ways that he was used under Matt Eberflus, who I think did a great job of using Kyler Gordon, you say, all right, we're going to use you in the run game.
Hey, Spider-Man!
That's right. Pew, pew. Spider-Man is out there. He will go and support run defense. He will go and make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He's not scared to take on blocks of bigger guys that are out there.
By the way, Kyler last night, or yesterday, did end up going outside when Nashon Wright got hurt. And they had Josh Blackwell in at the slot corner because they at one point they were without their top four cornerbacks.
To have a guy that has that level of flexibility.
Incredible.
Is awesome. And seeing it play out almost exactly the way that Dennis Allen had described it when he first got here and talking about, because that was the guy that he was super excited about. He was excited to have his own honey badger to go out there and just wreak havoc on offenses because you don't know where he is, and he can be lined up anywhere. He can be lined up in the slot and then be blitzing and not worried about your slot receiver. He's going to get to the quarterback before you turn around because he's got that level of speed. And then you have a healthy Jaquan Brisker.
Dude, that guy is flexible too. And Brisker talked about it after the game. He said, that's the way I like to be used, like a Swiss Army knife, said Brisker. Like he dreams of being used like that. Dennis Allen got, Brian Flores gets a lot of the credit for this style of showing 7, 8, 9 guys and only bringing some and having the quarterback confused. Dennis Allen's been doing that for a long time in this league. He is one of the progenitors of that. He's done it, and we've seen other games in this stretch where he showed 7 or 8 or even 9 and then dropped people back. This time, I felt like it was the first time you saw him actually use the secondary guys like crazy. He used Gordon, as you saw. He used Brisker, like you mentioned. He even used Jonathan Owens.
He sure did.
On the Nashon Wright interception, Jonathan Owens is in as a third safety, and he blitzed. He junked up the front, was the way that one of the players described it after the game. That Dennis Allen junked up the front. And you know why I did it? young quarterback. Confused the hell out of a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler. All these people who are writing and saying, boy, Spencer Rattler's been good. He only threw one interception all year. And yesterday he threw three and lost a fumble. What happened? Dennis Allen confused the hell out of him is a big part of what happened.
Yes, a huge part of what happened. And I want to go back to the strength of the Bears as a team. Going into this season, before we get to real injuries happening, and that's important, you looked at the defensive backfield and you went, look at that. Look at all the things that they have out there to make plays for you. Now, you have to make up for it because Jalen Johnson's not there. That's an all-pro level player that we're talking about at cornerback for you. Tyreek Stevenson, in his this season, has really stepped it up and has played to his potential.
Terrell Smith being out, man, that guy, because that guy was going to battle Tyreek for the spot if he stayed healthy and at least would be out there. It'd be him and Tyreek as your two starting corners without a doubt.
But when you really look at it and say, look at what they can do, part of the reason that they can do all of this stuff with Brisker and with Gordon is because of how responsible Byard is. if you don't have a guy like that,
yeah, man,
that is out here baiting quarterbacks, and we saw it again twice yesterday.
They should have had two picks.
Yes, because I always enjoy the quarterback point. And if you're pointing and you get the ball out quick, it can be effective.
But if you're pointing for somebody to go deep and then you wait for a while, then you scramble and then you elevate the ball. Byard said he saw it too, folks.
I want you to go back. If you're a Bears fan within the sound of our voices, I want you to just find the highlight of Byard's interception, because you can see the moment where he goes, I got it. You can, the end zone version of it where Spencer Rattler is pointing and Kevin Byard's like, got it.
Yeah.
And then starts taking off.
Appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going to go. And I'm going to get to the ball before your receiver gets to the ball. It's amazing because it's like Byard is like on a hash.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's playing his 111. And then he sees like, okay, where are you going, little guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to throw it?
Little guy.
Oh, all right, cool.
Little guy.
And then it's so, like, I can't say enough good things about how well Byard has played the safety position this season. And when you've got a responsible person in the back end of your defense, a guy that's going to make it right, like the guy that if the defense is wrong can make it right.
It's a safety. That's what he is.
When you've got one of those, you can play all sorts of games. Because he's going to make it right. And he's going to go, all right, I got this covered. Go get them, fellas. And they're out there getting them.
Dennis Allen must be having so much damn fun right now.
And the two linebackers yesterday played exquisite football games.
They both did. How about Edmonds finishing that sack? Like around the ankles. I've seen him get close and not finish before, but he finished that one. And then he had the pick on the Edwards deflection. That they brought population to the football.
Population to the football is a very important thing. So look at that. Like, you have all levels of this team is having an impact on their defense. And when you have three levels working as one, it can be really dangerous and so much fun.
Uh-huh.
That's the other part. When you watch. And I'm sure that at one point Brisker's going to get his, right? Like, because he likes to be in your face about how well the defense is playing. At some point, he'll have something bust and people will be able to get back at him.
It happened to Tyreek yesterday. After Tyreek was playing great, he broke up a pass. He made a big hit on the sideline, which might have been what injured him. We're not sure. And then he got burnt deep at one point. The league will come at you quickly.
Yes.
And find you.
But they're having so much fun that it's infectious.
Yeah, it is.
It's when you're watching the concept of a defense full of guys who are flying around. That's what the Bears defense is right now.
Yeah, they really are. They got four takeaways. Apparently, that's what Al Harris has been talking about. Here's Nashon Wright after the game talking about all the takeaways that they're getting, including the four yesterday.
So I've been with Al for a long time, and especially when you get up early, like, you know the ball got to go in the air. But he's all, like, that's just been him, like, four. Like, let's go into this game and get four. And when you can come up with four, it's great. Like, and then once you, like, when you continue to generate turnovers, they gotta put the ball in the air, the offense goes score. Like, so, yeah, four is the magic number right now.
I was told that three was the magic number. I heard that from a lot of people. I heard it from De La Soul. I heard it from Blind Melon. And I heard it from Schoolhouse Rock. I was told that.
That three is the magic number?
Yes. Yes. Kevin Byard said, the ball has been on our mind. Al Harris is some type of character from the Bible. He's been prophesying. He said before the game on Saturday night, I asked what the quota would be, and he said four. And we got four again. So Al Harris is some type of character from the Bible. What do you have a guess as to what character Al Harris is? I mean, who is he? Is he Abraham? Is he Old Testament? Is he New Testament? I have questions.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I might just say that he's a soothsayer. You could just say that.
Sure, that's a character.
You could just say he's a soothsayer, that he's someone that can tell the future.
He says sooths. That's what he does. He's out there saying sooths.
Kevin Byard with four interceptions so far this season.
And could have had five.
Yeah. Could have had five if Deshaun Wright doesn't knock himself out while knocking him down.
Get out of his business. But that's when he got hurt.
But I get it, though. Oh. I get it because it's like, everyone go get the ball. Like, let's go populate wherever the ball is. But I'm sure Byard was like, I got it. Get out of here. Trying to be all pro.
Yeah.
Is he in a walk year, by the way?
Who, Byard?
I think he is.
Oh, was it a 1-1 that he signed and they picked up the option? Is that how that worked?
Yeah.
It might have been a 2-year.
He might get one more bite at the apple, sir. He might get one more bite.
I got to tell you, man, after all the times we've had, you know, this is the, I love that prototype of the adult safety, like the veteran adult safety to come in and teach you about how to do things, teach you about culture, teach you how to be a pro and still have meat on the bone. Remember, he was bad in Philly and they thought he was done after being great in Tennessee under Mike Vrabel. And then he comes here and he's been really good, especially this year. You're totally right about him being the safety, the smart, stable dude in the back who lets the kids go crazy. And I feel like he and Dennis Allen are a really good fit together.
We could go John the Baptist, right, on this, if we're going to go with a Bible character, because isn't he foretelling? He's foretelling the coming of the Lord, and he has so much faith in it.
I'm picturing Al Harris's head on a platter, and it's not good. I don't like that for him.
Yeah, but
isn't that what happened to John?
But before that, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, before John had a good run before that?
Yeah. I mean, that character has also seemed popular, you know, movies and television. That's basically what Morpheus is. Morpheus is John the Baptist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a whole biblical corollary to The Matrix, I'm sure, that has been fleshed out. And
spoiler alert, at the end of Matrix Revolutions, which could have very easily been Matrix Revelations, Neo is literally Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are the type of things that go on. My dad, like, taught this. Like, this was his, like, a thing.
Oh, I love that.
He taught his students about the corollaries between the Bible and the Matrix.
Did he use the whiteboard that you took from his garage
No.
and now use for Dave Wanstead?
No.
Whiteboard.
He was still using blackboards at the time.
Oh, man.
So, no, he didn't have. But, yes, the John the Baptist. Not John Baptiste, guy on Twitch. Not John Baptiste. Uh-huh. He was great.
He's good. He's great. But
who
not
could
him.
Also name all of Matt Forte's horses for him.
Oh, yeah, right. They got the Louisiana connection.
I texted. I was like, hey, listeners are trying to
you
name your horses.
You texted John Baptiste?
No, I texted Matt Forte.
Oh, okay.
And I said, the listeners are trying to name your horses. And he's like, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got Beignet over here.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya is over here.
And Crawdad, a texter said that Crawdad is like a one-eyed cat. Of some kind.
A one-eyed cat?
Yeah, like a problematic three-legged one-eyed cat. Oh, careful. Stay away from Crawdad over there. He gets ornery.
Can we name one of his horses Cajun? Like, it's just Cajun?
Like Ed Orgeron?
Just name it Ed Orgeron.
Wild day down date around this. What about something about?
He starts talking Cajun to him.
To his horses. Man. 15 takeaways for this defense in their last four games. They lead the NFL with 16. They're plus 11. Big Z did the research. In the last 10 seasons, there have only been three instances of a team having 15 or more takeaways in a four-game stretch. That's how rare this is.
Pretty good.
This freaking heater that they're on right now
with
takeaways.
There's an opportunity this week for that, too, to continue, depending on who's playing quarterback for the Ravens.
Do we need to enjoy Al Harris while he's still here?
Before he gets a defensive coordinator job somewhere?
Yes. Good question.
I think that it's trending in that direction.
The Alex value just keeps skyrocketing. He's talking about a heater. He's like the Bears defense right now. He got chicken. His thoughts have been good. Man, he got it rolling.
Pet names need work.
The pet names need work.
I thought Crawdad was fine. That was like my favorite White Sox minor league cap, the Hickory Crawdads cap.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
There was an unbelievable White Sox story the other night in the TBS booth. Oh, my God, was it juicy. Because they were talking about long home runs when Shohei Ohtani hit, really long home run. See that one? It's really long.
463, I think it was.
I don't know, man. It was out of Dodger Stadium. It went over the little roof of that place out there.
Yeah.
And then Ron Darling said that the longest home run he ever gave up was when he was facing Greg Hibbard and the White Sox at Old Comiskey? I think it was.
Old Republic.
Old Republic.
Right there on Route 20 and Randall
Road.
He gave
a 479-foot shot to Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
On one hip.
That makes sense.
Bo on one hip, man.
Between him and Dion, like the stuff that we've seen. Stuff that Gen Xers got to see.
Well, Shohei is their version, but he's only one sport, obviously, but Shohei doing what he's doing, it makes me think of Bo and makes me think of Dion. Hell, we had imitators. We had Brian Jordan. Remember Brian Jordan?
That's true.
Played in the secondary for the Falcons and was a power hitter outfielder for the Braves at the same time. Got buried because he wasn't Dion.
Like, no one's Dion.
No one's Dion.
No one.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.